talking about all over the country the feds paid to have this done. They, well, I had a news article the other day. I haven't covered it yet. Bob, do you have that article where the little kid fell asleep at his table? His family had been in the hospital. It was his sister or his mother. I have to get the article. This is admitted. I remember seeing this in the paper. So he fell asleep, his little head. They've been at the hospital all night. He still went to school. And the officer came in, arrested him, charged him with disorderly conduct, sleeping, was disorderly. And now he's on probation, and he visits the probation officer. And that's the new system, you know, 10 years in prison in Florida for speeding. You know, a year in prison for an apple peel. I mean for an apple core or a banana peel on the ground. I mean, you know, it's total control where they're now arresting you for no seatbelt. They're now arresting you for no turn signal. They'll taser you. I mean, they taser you in Canada if you don't pay to get on the train. I mean, and they say this is your punishment. I mean, it's psycho. What's happened?
We lost our grand juries. There is a different way of appealing. When I was before the head district judge here in Travis County, and he suggested I file my complaints with the sheriff's department, I told him I did, and they threw it in the trash. He said, well, I needed to appeal that to a higher court and petition for a writ of mandamus. And I told him, well, I don't know, judge. You know, you go before a corrupt judge, and he renders a corrupt decision. So they tell you, oh, that's okay. You can go before a whole panel of corrupt judges, and they can screw your royal. He said, well, Mr. Kelton, I don't think it's that bad. Said, yeah, that's because you're not pro se. I would much rather appeal to a grand jury. He said, well, you can't appeal to a grand jury. Sure, I can. I can appeal to them with allegations of shielding from prosecution against the officer and see if they can get him arrested. Much better to take your complaint to a grand jury.
But, I mean, how do they humanly, I guess it's all about revenue, a little kid who's an A student falls asleep, 11 years old, and they arrest him and his life's basically criminal from now on. He'll never get out of their system.
That's part of the basic programming.
Oh, they admit the schools are to get you ready for prison.
The biggest hurdle I have to come over is the programming you had in school. You go to school for 12 years, and they tell you about all these great and wonderful rights that you have and all these privileges that you have as a citizen, but don't even think of trying to express one of those while you're in this school, because if you do, the whole weight of the world will fall right on your heads.
But the schools are designed to hurt our children, and, you know, did you hear about the case with We Are Change in Kentucky who had press passes and the cops tackled them and stole their stuff?
No, I didn't hear about that.
And then now they call the cops and the cops go, we don't have those officers working here, and it turns out they do. I mean, what do you do when they just deny it? And the cop can come walking out in his uniform and they'll laugh and say, doesn't exist, slave.
Don't even go to, I don't even talk to the policeman. Once they've screwed up, I go up. First place I want to go is grand jury. And the prosecutor's going to say, well, you're going to file it with me. Okay, I'll file it with you. And then he'll refuse to give them to the grand jury. Then I'll file against both of them. You get up there in the higher areas. We're the sovereigns. We can do that. We go up
there. I mean, we're human beings?
They forgot that.
I thought they're authorities and we're scum.
Well, I tend to remind them that I'm sovereign. They forget. I never tell them I'm sovereign, but I do things that sovereigns do. I don't care what they say about a grand jury. From what I can find in Texas, there's no law in Texas that says I cannot approach the foreman of the grand jury while he's sitting on the toilet. If it doesn't say I can't do it, I can do it. So I go to the highest courts, I go to the highest judges and the grand jury at the drop of a hat.
Well, Randy, we're going to have you back up for 2 hours to take calls sometime. Very interesting fellow. I plan to get George Gordon back on the show, too. I haven't had him on in about 5-6 years. As we explore other areas, but the website is Jurism Prudence, J-U-R-I-S-I-M, prudence.com. And in the next month or so, if you have another seminar here in Austin or any surrounding area, I'd like to have you back in the studio to plug that. Randy Kelton, thanks for the time.
We also have a website, Rule of Law Radio. It's a little easier to remember, ruleoflawradio.com.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure my good friend Danny will appreciate that. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. Thank you, Randy.
Idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the...
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I was so busy during the break doing so much, I forgot to ask if we have our next great guest lined up, John. Fantastic. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, now well into this fourth hour. And we just had a real character in studio with us, really nice fellow, Randy Kelton. We have State Senator Karen Johnson on with us, former CIA briefer, top analyst for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., will be joining us Friday. Just thought I'd tell you that guest is confirmed. We have some other big guests lined up that will remain secret until they're on air with us later this week. Going to Karen Johnson, who's just an amazing lady and has taken a lot of heat for coming out and questioning the official 9/11 fairy tale. Karen, Jesse Ventura has gone further on this show and other shows the last 2 days, saying that he thinks 9/11 was partially an insurance fraud blowing up the buildings, and that he believes our government may have done it, not just that he thinks we're being lied to. And, you can love him, you can hate him. The point is it takes courage to do this, and it's really starting to break into the mainstream media. What do you think about this?
Well, I absolutely think that Jesse Ventura has courage. That is for sure. I often wonder what Mr. Larry Silverstein is doing these days.
Oh, he just now got some new multi-billion-dollar settlement. And he's suing, I think, for $12 billion to get even more. I mean, he is doing quite nicely on a $189 million investment made 2 months before the attacks.
Yeah, that's quite interesting.
Well, it's just amazing is what it is. I wanted to get you on for most of an hour to take phone calls for folks that wanted to talk about 9/11. This is a perfect day to do it with all the things that are breaking at 1-800-259-9231. But I wanted to, with you, talk about, I mean, you said day one you questioned the official story, but I also wanted to walk through, some of the main points you think people should look at, Senator.
Well, first of all, if I can, Alex, I want to tell you about something that we are proposing to do out here in the Phoenix area. I'm very, very excited about it. We had what we call a 9/11 meetup group last night, and there is a gentleman by the name of Blaine who is going to do what we're calling Hunger for Truth, and he is going to do a fast that he is beginning out in front of Senator John McCain's office on Memorial Day. He will begin that this coming Monday on Memorial Day and go as long as he can. Hopefully he won't have to go more than a couple weeks. What he's asking for is 2 hours of Senator McCain's time to try and show him the realities of 9/11, the real truth that's going on there. And there's going to be some complimentary things going on around the country, like also at Barack Obama's office in Chicago, at Hillary Clinton's office in New York, even Nancy Pelosi's office in San Francisco. So these areas are also going to be targeted with 9/11 People for Truth that are trying to get these legislators to open up their eyes at why they can't see that there were more than 2 buildings that fell and one wasn't even hit by a plane is beyond me.
Tell us more about that, Senator.
Well, you know, if you trust your eyes, you just look at the pictures, you can see that Building 7 is falling down, not because it was hit by a plane, but because of explosions, because of demolitions. And, how do you account for that?
Well, you know, we didn't play all of this. It's about 3 minutes long. If it's okay, would you like to hear Jesse Ventura on that rascal Howard Stern this morning? They attacked him because of his appearance here yesterday and a month and a half ago when he first went public saying it's an inside job. And he went further than ever here. And I want you to respond to the disinfo. That's why we're playing this clip so we can critique it and analyze it and for fair use here. But I want to get your take on that. You're game to listen to this, right?
Sure, you bet.
Okay, go ahead and roll it.
Hey, you're one of those guys who believes, you know, that 9/11, that you don't believe 2 planes knocked down 3 buildings, right?
Well, I believed it when it happened, and then after I got out of office, my son kept badgering me to pay attention to these things on the Internet, and I finally did, and I started studying it, and I started opening my eyes a little. And there's a lot of very difficult questions that have not been answered, and no one seems to want to provide an answer.
What's the most difficult question that you see?
Well, that a third building could fall into its own footprint 5 hours later, having not been struck by much of anything.
So what do you think happened?
Stories high. How did that happen? The 9/11 Commission didn't even address the issue.
So what do you think happened?
I hate to fear what could have happened, that possibly we did it to ourselves.
You're kidding me.
Well, Howard, I worked in demolition and was trained by the best guys in the United States Navy, being a frogman. And how could those buildings fall at the rate of gravity?
Well, let me ask you something. It seems to me, I don't know much about this, but when jets go right into a building, couldn't there be so much trauma to the area that things can fall?
Yeah, no, because if you study how they built the buildings, those buildings were made to withstand a 707, which is that old plane with the 4 engines on the wing.
Right.
Well, that's as big as what hit it. And by my studying, it was built to...
And then I'll get the senator's comment. Talking to Senator Karen Johnson from Arizona, I actually have played clips of Nomura Yamasaki, the designer, the architect, and the structural engineer. I forget his exact title. He was the head engineer over its actual construction, the construction engineer. And he went public. We have the clip we can play it again, I guess, where he says it was designed to take 2 strikes per tower of a plane as big or bigger. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, Alex, I definitely agree. You know, when you look at Building 7, I think it was 47 stories. The Twin Towers were approximately 110. And from what we were able to observe over and over and over, those planes hit close to the top of those towers. And, you know, I can see the top part of it perhaps toppling over, but there is no way. Fires burn up. They don't burn down. And for that, at least, I mean, I'm no expert on this, but to have it go all the way down, a fire from jet fuel, which doesn't even burn hot enough to melt steel, to burn all the way down and you know.
Well, then we have the NASA and FBI photos from aircraft and space showing 2,600-plus degrees, close to 1,000 degrees hotter than jet fuel does at its hottest. I mean, this is insane. This is absolutely amazing. And the firefighters reported molten steel flowing like lava down in there. And then you have BBC reporting that Building 7 fell 25 minutes before it fell and giving the exact official story of how it then. I mean, that's like with the JFK murder, how New Zealand and Australia and Thailand and others reported before they even announced in the U.S. or caught him that it was Lee Harvey Oswald and he'd done it because they got their time zones off.
You are right on, Alex. I still, you know, I've got a picture of that gal, reporter from the BBC, and she reported, I think, about 5 p.m. that Building 7 had already collapsed, and it didn't collapse until 5:20, and it's in, you can see it behind her, still standing. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, I think we've done the best presentation of that in the new edition of Terror Storm. That's why I hope people get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Karen, I mean, I don't want to focus on how you've been attacked because, you know, for all the attacks, you've been loved, you know, a million times more. I mean, even the polls show the majority of people know it's an inside job now, not just, you know, that they're being lied to. But what's, I mean, the ridiculous attacks you've been under and the things that some local papers have said, I mean, it's really sophomoric, and that's why they're losing all their subscribers. That's why the mainstream corporate media is falling apart. So, in a way, they're just destroying themselves.
And, Alex, you're right about that. And to me, that is what is so encouraging today. I cannot tell you the amount of email that I have gotten from people that are going, hey, we think you're right. We want to help. We want to look into this. My wonderful, able assistant, you know, is beginning to put together, you know, a whole directory of these folks so that we can keep in touch with them. Now, I'm not saying that we don't get some pretty nasty ones. I got one recently from some Republican, you know, that's trying to get me thrown out of the party, and I'm thinking, you don't have to worry about that. I could leave myself pretty easy.
Hey, don't worry. The Republicans that guy likes are for open borders, total gun control, amnesty, giant taxes, tripled BATF, our name destroyed, our dollar destroyed. John McCain, a total communist. I mean, they ought to be happy. Don't worry. Real Republicans like you are very rare now.
Oh, my gosh. We do have a pretty good wing here in Arizona that, you know, we're staunchly behind Ron Paul, and we still are. And
no, I know that, but I mean in the highest power positions.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of course, the party would win and take over if you were constitutionalist, but they act like wonderful people like you are bad instead of the leadership.
Yeah, exactly. We're nothing. We're non-entities, and it's pretty sad. But the people themselves are out there, Alex. They listen to folks like you. They get on the Internet. You know, they search themselves because they're truth seekers, and that's what we have to have. And
by the way, that's true. Free Republic is one of the biggest websites in the world. Now we're bigger than they are. There's no one goes to them because it's literally low-grade morons saying open borders, New World Order, North American Union are good, and so they're gone. I mean, the other big sites are shadows of what they were because they had to sell out to the neocons.
Well, we've got to keep going. We've got to get more information out. We have to get more, you know, converts, Alex, and that's what we're trying to do here, and I will keep speaking out no matter what.
Well, you're wonderful. What else? We're about to go to break. When we come back, I want to hear from Karen Johnson about whatever is on her mind, where she thinks this country's going, if you're positive about the future or negative. And then we're going to take calls at 1-800-259-9231. We've got her for another, 40 minutes to be exact. 1-800-259-9231. Pretty much any issues game, but 9/11's encouraged. Don't forget, big stories up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the breaking Jesse Ventura story. Please help us get this out.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I need your help. Jesse Ventura saying the 9/11, the government was probably behind it. Not just that it looks like an inside job, now he's saying who did the job. That it's insurance fraud is part of it. This is huge. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. We need your help getting the story out to everybody and all the developments that happened when he was on with us yesterday. Talking to State Senator Karen Johnson, what do you think is most important today in our world? What do you see happening in our future? Are you optimistic or what?
Oh, Alex, I wish I could be more optimistic. The more that I learn and the more that I read, I have to admit that it's pretty frustrating, but I just thank God that we have people like yourself out there and many other great organizations that are trying to alert the people to the peril that we are in, because we are losing our country. Well, perhaps it's pretty far gone, but there are things that we can do, and the more people that we wake up and that we help become alert to what's happening around them, you know, the better chance we'll have of saving our country.
What do you see happening on the horizon with the dollar plunging, our name destroyed? All three presidential candidates are the worst I've ever seen.
Oh, I couldn't agree more about that. I was very disappointed, and yet I'm not sure if it was the American people. When we had a candidate like a Ron Paul, a really probably the best candidate we've had in decades that's ever, well, perhaps ever, but he's out there. He's expressing his thoughts and views, which are strictly and totally constitutional, and yet, you know, he gets 8, 10, maybe 15%, you know, out in the voting. But I'm not sure that the voting is being counted right. I'm thinking that we may be past having, you know, really accurate voting, Alex.
Well, what else does the federal government not cheat in? And these voting machine companies have all been caught red-handed.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Last year, oh my gosh, I ran a bill here in the Arizona State Legislature. It actually died at least 9 times. I don't know how we ever got it through, and it was an absolute miracle that our Democrat governor signed it. And it was such a really small thing. We simply require a 2% hand count, you know, at the end of the day on random sampled precincts so that nobody knows ahead of time which ones are going to be counted. And then we get into the computer disk that's in the Diebolds and the Sequoias. And anyway, it was such a little thing, but wow, did we have a lot of opposition to that. It was very difficult to even get that through.
Well, it's simple, and it's what the Founding Fathers told us. There's a lot of money involved in government. They always take over societies if they're left to their own devices. They're always destructive and abusive. There are powerful, intelligent interests that want to use the mechanism of government to enslave and control.
Yeah.
It's not an if, it's a guarantee that that's going to happen, and it's now happened again. Senator?
Yes, no, I couldn't agree more. One of the things that was so disturbing here in Arizona is that our governor, Democrat Janet Napolitano, signed on this last fall with, of all people, you know, Republican Homeland Security Director Chertoff, to put Arizona into this pilot program for the national ID. Not only will that cost the state some money if, in fact, it were implemented, and we're over a $2 billion deficit, but we did run a bill this year to opt us out of the real ID, to say that Arizona's not going to have anything to do with it. And I was so proud of the governor from Montana, you know, who just told Mr. Chertoff where to go, where the sun doesn't shine. And hopefully he will contact our governor and say, sign this bill, because it has passed both the House and the Senate, and we're awaiting to see whether or not she's going to sign it.
Well, the incredible thing is they give all the illegals passes. They accept bank cards that the banks give them with no ID. And then they tell the public, oh, it's to stop the illegals, when the government gives them a free pass. Under the NAU, the fence is basically going to be used to keep us in, and then the illegals will just be legal to go and come as they will. So it's, you know, they're selling it to some conservatives as something to, quote, stop illegal immigration. They could do that overnight by prosecuting employers.
Yeah, they absolutely have really deluded some of the conservatives with that particular issue, and it's been a real hard sell sometimes to turn them around. I've been appreciative of all entities. The ACLU has been extremely helpful in pushing this particular issue, as well as helping me with one other issue, and that was that we're not going to fingerprint our kids in school.
Oh, absolutely. I want to hear about that when we get back, and your phone call. State Senator Karen Johnson, an amazing lady, speaking up for 9/11 Truth. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
one 800 259 9231. State Senator Karen Johnson's our guest. We'll fire out some of her websites and contact info. Just Google her name. Great lady. We're going to go to her in just one moment, and then your calls. Before I go any further, remember, we've got a money bomb coming up, just like Ron Paul had. I didn't start this. I'm not doing it, but I'm not going to let it be a failure, and I hope you won't let it be either. I pledge 100% of the capital that comes in to this organization through this money bomb. 100% will be spent on cameras, computers, staff, bigger building. We're already moving to a bigger building, so it'll just help. And we'll go into the fight against the New World Order in a big way, a TV show, of course, on Dish Network or DirecTV, maybe even a network. I was already planning that. It's just a lot of money might let us do it in 4 or 5 months instead of a year, because, you know, we always do what we say we're going to do. It just takes time. In amongst making films and websites and flying places and going to Bilderberg Group coming up in a few weeks, that costs money. And we're your reporters. We're out here. We need your support. So go sign up for InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com coming up on the 31st of this month. Also, our sponsors make it all possible, like eFoods Direct. eFoods Direct, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, high-quality freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. They store in very small areas because each can, each container is jam-packed with dried food. And they've got it all, ladies and gentlemen. Get a free catalog. Give them a call. They got boogie packs, two-month supplies, year supplies, and I've been getting food from them for 8-9 years. The food I first bought from them is still good. In all these uncertain times, give them a call, 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. If there's a depression or anything, we're going to have food problems. 1-800-409-5633. Or eatfoodsdirect.com, big links at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com at the top of each page if you missed that. Also, there's another great sponsor, Aloe's. And Aloe's is one of hundreds of well-documented, high-quality products from the folks at New Vitality. We have a big banner to them at InfoWars.com. You can link through or go to NewVitality.com. The Aloe's Body Cleanse, aloe vera's concentrate, is very well known to flush out toxins and really clean your guts out. And so I believe in it. And 1-800-569-4056, really good detox, very inexpensive. 1-800-569-4056, or Superbator Prostate, also a very well-known combination of herbs for the prostate. 1-800-569-4056. Last but not least is the fine folks with the best green food I found anywhere, innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com. They have healthy coffees, healthy cocos, a whole line of other great products. They're Patriots, and it's two little scoops each morning or evening in your juice or water, but it tastes good with juice. And it's just 20 superfoods concentrated, unpasteurized, so you get 100% absorption. Link through at the banner at InfoWars.com and get 10% off on the Alex Jones subpage of all their products. And order in bulk, get an additional 20%, or give them a call and get 10% off. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or innerfood.com. And again, it is our sponsors that make it all possible, and without you supporting them, we couldn't continue on. So thank you, everybody. Be sure and support our AM and FM affiliate local sponsors as well. I want to thank them. Senator Johnson, finishing up with thumb scanning to get school lunches, thumb scanning to get your library books, training you to be a prisoner. When did you find out about that? How did you block that in Arizona?
Alex, thank you. Before I address that, I want to thank you for all of that great information. Boy, do we want to see you grow and get into a bigger building. We need you out there fighting this new world order. And as far as getting year supply or food storage, wow, everybody's got to be doing that. So that's great information.
Yeah, that makes you not dependent on Big Brother. Did you see the New York Times article where it said 44% national increase in local tattletale lines? They're tattling to get money to pay the rent or to get gas.
I saw that.
What did you think of it?
I'm just going, holy cow, what is going on now? It's just getting crazier and crazier.
Grandmothers turning their grandchildren in for $500 for marijuana.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we know who ships in the real drugs.
Yeah.
Just absolutely incredible. Well, I mean, my point is that that's what they do. They'll shut the food off and say, turn your neighbor in for guns, and you get food.
Yeah. Yeah, and people are going to be in such dire straits because they haven't planned and they haven't prepared, and they're so ignorant that it's going to be pretty, pretty devastating.
Well, it certainly is. So I didn't even know about that. See, they don't tell us about victories. You guys banned at the state level the thumb scanners to get their lunches?
Yes. The bill, the actual bill that I ran, says that it prohibits public schools from collecting biometric information from pupils unless the schools receive written parental permission. But we even took that out. I mean, it just can't be done.
Well, you're really a heroine. You're a hero.
Well, we got some good support, as I said, from the ACLU on this, so that was kind of interesting.
Well, ACLU's got, from my experience, I'd like to get your take on it, great members, and they mean well. But
yes,
at the top, they create bad case law. At the top, they're controlled, just like the NRA. We've proven in their own internal documents is a gun control group. They always keep their friends close, their enemies closer. And so they're there. And so, yeah, I'm sure you've got a good local chapter, and they bear some good fruit. But nothing like Karen Johnson. Everything you do is good.
Well, you know, Alex, it's funny because here we had such great support, you know, on this opting out of the real ID and the fingerprint. But then, let me tell you, I ran a bill this year that just about blew up the House and the Senate. It was in regards to concealed weapons, carrying them on your universities and college campuses. And the original bill allowed anybody to carry on to any campuses, even, you know, grade schools and junior high and high schools. We're talking about now adults that are valid concealed weapon carry permit holders. We're not talking about kids carrying guns. which some people got a little mixed up about. But this thing just blew the lid off of what was going on down here. I mean, talk about controversy.
Yeah, you send your children to a place where it's been advertised in the national media that psychos are supposed to go who are always on Prozac-type drugs, Prozac class. It's advertised. Uh-huh. What do I do when I'm depressed and psycho and get out of some government mind-control facility? I go up and shoot schools up, and then we send our children to a place where no one's allowed to protect them.
Exactly. You know, I've got this poster in my office that a lot of people got a kick out of because it has a picture of a gun, you know, a handgun, with the line through it, and it says, "Attention criminals, gun-free zone. All law-abiding faculty, staff, and students of this institution have been disarmed for your convenience."
Absolutely. We're wonderful. We should all put out posters like that and hang them everywhere. Now, look, I said people can disagree. This guy calls about once a week. And I'm not going to spend a long time with him. He always says the same stuff. It's like pulling a string on one of those dolls. But we'll go to Justin first, then we'll go to everybody else. Justin in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just calling to disagree, of course. And I just wanted to tell Senator Karen Johnson that maybe the reason that she is not convinced with the original story of 9/11 is because she's influenced by intellectually bankrupt movies like Loose Change, which don't tell the complete facts. They quote mine firefighters, and it's just completely untrue.
Okay, thank you for the call. And everything you said is disinfo and not true, and you're not going to stop us exposing the government-sponsored terror. Let me tell you something. These debunking sites, one of them goes, oh, my gosh, I'm in the Army. I am having to get a chip that tracks me. But I guess they're still kooks. It didn't exist, but now it does. But and you're a hero to take your chip. And that very guy you just heard, or someone claiming to be him, went and posted on there and said, oh, you're a hero. It's good to take chips for your government. And they'll say Northwoods isn't real. They'll say Gulf of Tonkin wasn't staged. It doesn't matter. The Chicago Tribune admits, the NSA admits that USS Liberty was attacked to be sunk to blame it on Egypt, that Israel did know it was an American ship. They'll just say it's not true. Karen, that must be pretty easy when you just deny reality.
Well, you know, Alex, my resources for my feelings on 9/11 come from, you know, Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers for Truth. I think their website is AE911Truth.
And they've now published, not just in their own published scientific groups, but in prestigious publications.
Peer-reviewed.
That's
yeah.
Right. It's over for you, terrorist. Okay?
And then, you know, I personally know Dr. Stephen Jones. I've been to three different conferences where we've been able to sit and discuss a lot of this. And then David Ray Griffin was here not too long ago in Phoenix, and I had the privilege of listening to him and getting some of his information. I think these people are pretty doggone credible people.
They are. Let's talk to who's up next here. Mari in Arizona, you're on the air with Senator Karen Johnson.
Karen Johnson for governor. Yay! Senator, I wanted to ask you, do you support submission to federal jurisdiction and destruction of the state sovereignty for Arizona?
I support states' rights.
Yeah, she introduced a bill in, what, 99, when Clinton was getting ready for martial law, for the state to secede if they confiscated guns or declared a new world order. Why don't you tell them about that?
Wait a minute. I'm talking about the English Language Learning Act. Federal Judge Collins, I called him up and asked him why he gave, issued an illegal order. And he said because the state of Arizona in the year 2000 submitted to federal jurisdiction and surrendered the state sovereignty, and it was Governor Janet Napolitano who signed the government contract.
Well, let me just say this. That's what Homeland Security is. They're federalizing schools. They're federalizing firemen, giving them guns, having them spy on you, ruining our wonderful firemen. I mean, it's just a disease of federal scum. Senator?
Well, I can tell you that it's been extremely frustrating and disturbing to me that our legislators here in Arizona, many of them, including our leadership, have acquiesced to the federal government time and time again when there have been a group of us here in the legislature that have said, enough, stop, we need to assert our state's rights, but they would not do it, and we didn't have enough legislators that would stand with us, you know, to go against the courts and the federal government.
And that's because they want to move up the crime syndicate ladder to the international and federal level.
I think you're right.
And, well, please elaborate then if you'd like to elaborate on that, if you agree, Senator. But the bigger problem here is that the feds take a dollar of our money on average and give us 33 cents back on average. These idiots think that it's free money, Senator.
Well, we've been trying to get our state to hold on to all of our transportation taxes here because we're one of those donor states. And we've said, hey, look, let's hold all of our transportation taxes. Let's spend the money on what we need to spend on. If there's anything left, then maybe we'll send it on to the federal government. If not, we need to do what we need to do here with it.
Yes. Why give them money to hire more shaved head guys with devil tats all over them to be BATF officers? While they drive around in bright yellow Corvettes and live in million-dollar houses dealing narcotics. Okay, thank you so much, Maury. Arthur and MASH, you're on the air with Senator Karen Johnson.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, is this Alex?
Yes, sir. You're on
thank
the air.
Thank you, sir. I've been a longtime friend, listener of yours since
we are
the
friends.
Beginning.
We're all a family.
And I have all your videos. And I wanted to let you and the Senator know, she mentioned meetups. I've been a member of a meetup that meets in Cambridge on Sundays, and it's kind of a strange name. They call it the Conspiracy Cafe, but it basically deals with 9/11 truth, the truth about everything, you know, not just 9/11. And, you know, I'm very, very tired. I woke up during the 60s when I was in Vietnam. That's when I became aware of what the world's really about. I looked behind the curtain. And what's frustrating is 99 out of 100 people I talk to, you know, you try to reason with them about 9/11, the New World. Oh, this, you're going to love this. When I mention the New World Order, the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, people look at me like I belong in a mental institution, and they'll say, that's all urban folklore.
Oh, yeah, they say Bilderberg doesn't exist, CFR doesn't exist.
Like I mentioned.
But that's
like,
listen, Bilderberg's having its meeting in the U.S.,
I heard that on your show yesterday.
They used to normally have it in Europe, and they're doing it because we have a more blacked-out media, and we have police that'll go after citizens. Senator Johnson, comments?
Well, they need to have a subscription to American Free Press. I mean, my gosh, they expose, you know, Michael Collins Piper writes about the Bilderbergers all the time. I mean, he does great work. You do great work. There is information all over that is extremely accurate and documented about this group.
Absolutely. Anything else, Arthur?
You know, it's like the NAU, the Amaro. Everyone I talk to, they say, where are you getting your information? I point them, you know, to the web, or I brought up the topic of eugenics. That's make-believe, it's not real. And then when I point them somewhere on the web, they'll say, well, the web's all make-believe, and it's run by wackos.
And if you point them at U.S. Government Documents, Library of Congress, they say that doesn't exist.
Actually, I've sent some of them to the PNAC site. I say, you want to hear it from the horse's rear end? You know, go to PNAC. Well, how do we know that's not a real...
Well, look, they're living in denial, and they're going to... Yeah. I mean, I appreciate your call. I've got people telling me the dollar hasn't been devalued, and I'm a liar. And then they go on the message boards and say I'm Al-Qaeda trying to lie to them. But the government's all... I'm not kidding. They say that I'm working for Al-Qaeda. Well, the White House has said that 9/11 Truth works for Ahmed Dinajid, Senator.
Oh, Alex, you know what I do in answer to this gentleman? When I start talking to people, if they think I'm out, whacked out, and kooky, I move on. I find people that are open and receptive.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the type of people that don't know we're in big trouble. I mean, if anybody can't smell the stench of corruption, there's some. Mm-hmm. Senator, go ahead and make your point. I'm sorry.
No. You made the point. And we going back to the issue of states' rights here, we've got another issue. Oh, my gosh, Alex, this is one that has just been huge here in Arizona. We have the federal government coming in to our federal parks here, if you would, and forests like the Tonto National Forest, the Sitgraves National Forest that we have up north, and we have the Saguaro National Monument, other areas, and they're closing down the roads. They are preventing the public from coming in and using these areas. I mean, they don't want a human footprint back in a lot of these areas, and these lands belong to us. They belong to the people here in the state of Arizona and the people of the United States. And we have run a bill to say, stop. You are not going to do that anymore in Arizona. We're opening these roads up, and they're going to stay so people can get back in there for camping, for hiking. They can take their ATVs. They can do what they want back in there, you know, without destroying the environment. But we've got to do this. and for the federal government to come in and just arbitrarily start closing down these roads and locking us out.
It's all about power, all about control, absolute trash. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah. I just wanted to applaud the senator for coming forward and being so open-minded. The second thing, I wanted to ask two things. One, are there other American legislators that are open-minded and also know about this? And then two, if you just do a minimal amount of study into 9/11, it's so obvious that conversely, maybe they carried these attacks out. Was it for out of desperation? Was it out of, did they want to give America a bad name? I mean, it just seems so
obvious.
Yeah,
that's all the plan. Well, they
control.
Got the
control.
Yeah, stay there. Senator, final segment, we're going to talk to a few final callers. I want to get your take on why they did it. No-bid contracts, hundreds of billions a year in no-bid contracts. Grabbing land, grabbing oil, domestic police state. They did it for Israel. They did it for a lot of things.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphemesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
All right, we're going to end the transmission in about 5 minutes. A bunch of big guests today. A lot of key info was covered. Be sure and listen to the retransmission on the web. It starts in just a few minutes at InfoWars.com. I'm begging you, listeners, to go to InfoWars.com where the top three stories about Jesse Ventura saying they blew up the towers for an insurance scam. He thinks the government did it. He's gone even further. His interview here yesterday. This is big news, and this will not punch out in the Associated Press and then hundreds of papers, and they get everybody talking around the water coolers. It just grows every minute. We need to use this now, get this out now, Infowars.com, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Get the articles. Post them on every message board. Send them to Neocon talk show host. They'll take the bait and attack Jesse. People will find out about it. Send these articles to your whole, you know, email list. We need your help. Senator Johnson, what's your take on, you know, using the celebrity-obsessed culture, plus he's a former governor, now that he's really gone public on this show yesterday on Stern Today, to really get this out? Do you think that's important?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely, Alex. You kind of ask why, you know, why these things happened, and I guess that's one of the big questions and why we want to see an investigation, because, you know, we need to know who benefited. That's what I'm looking at. If you follow the money, we've spent over $3 trillion now on a war in Iraq that had nothing to do with 9/11.
That a handful of groups get.
Right, right. Oh, my gosh. A handful of corporations like Blackwater and Halliburton and Brown and Root and on and on. And then you've got, we've got the Patriot Act. We've got Homeland Security. We've got now the Real ID. We lost our habeas corpus. We've got illegal wiretapping. These are all things that I don't think could have been pushed on the American people without 9/11.
I agree, and now the crooks know that we're on to them, so they already had their police state set up in case we try to remove them. They've got their electronic voting machines going in, a perfect storm of evil. But the people are waking up like never before, and the globalists themselves say they're scared. So now is the time for courage to speak up, not to cower. Some people are on the air saying, be quiet. Don't tell anyone you're against the New World Order. They'll get you. No, if we cower, then they win. Senator, comments on that?
Well, you're absolutely right. And Alex, I appreciate you so much and what you are doing and have been doing for a long time now, and for others that are willing to stand up and to speak out. I mean, we've got to do it.
Well, you were awake a long time before I was, but you said that one of the reasons you passed that law against the whole New World Order deal in your state, or tried to, about getting the UN out, was because you saw some of my films. And you know, then you help wake up other people. I wake up people. You woke up folks that probably woke me up. I mean, it's all symbiotic, and we're together on this. So I don't want any of the listeners to think that their talking to their neighbors and friends doesn't have an effect.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We are setting up little groups, and it's just like here in Arizona. You know, we have these meetup groups. And, you know, and if people want to help with this 9/11 issue, they can donate money to this cause if they can't get out and participate more, you know, on a personal level.
And I want to be clear, folks, if we don't expose government-sponsored terror and turn it back now, they're going all the way. This isn't just going to be some banana republic tyranny. This is a scientific one. These are very cold-blooded people. Senator Johnson, I want to thank you for all the time you spent with us. Do you want to fire out your senatorial website?
I don't even know what it is.
You just type Karen Johnson into Google.
The website is just azleg.gov.
Anything else you want to plug?
No, just I want people to get involved, and I want them to belong to these meetup groups and, you know, go in to send some money to the architects and engineers at 911truth.com. I mean, they need money to continue the push to get an independent investigation.
Absolutely. Our lives depend on it. Take care, Senator.
Thank you.
Folks, we're out of time. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Please get the Ventura story out now. It is huge at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And tell everybody to tune in right now to the restream at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Jerry.